Clairvoyants and medical intuitives and healers can see the chakras, and their observations and conclusions can provide us very valuable information and insight into our own behaviors. Just like astrology, they are a map of ourselves. But always remember, just as the stars do not compel, they only impel. Well, then exploring your chakras allows for lots of opportunities for adjustments and improvement. So let's take a closer look at how the location and the color of each chakra responds to different forms of healing. Chakra 1 is located at the base of the spine, and it vibrates with the color red. Chakra 1's element is earth, and it says, I have. It governs the large intestine, the spine, and the legs. Chakra 2, that's located at the sex organs, and chakra 2 vibrates with the color orange. Chakra 2's element is water, and it says, I feel. It governs the sex organs, the bladder, and the upper intestine. Chakra 3 is located in your solar plexus or your abdomen. Chakra 3 vibrates to the color yellow. And chakra 3's element is fire, and it says, I can. It governs many areas, the pancreas, the adrenals, the stomach, the gallbladder, the kidneys, the spleen, and the liver. Chakra 4 is located at the heart center, and it vibrates to the color green and pink. Chakra 4's element is air, and it says, I love. Chakra 4 governs the heart, your blood pressure, lungs, the breasts, the thymus gland, the arms, and the hands. This is a very important position for healers. Chakra 5 is located in the throat region, and it vibrates to the color blue. Chakra 5's element is ether or sound, and it says, I speak. It governs the throat, the ears, the right eye, the mouth, the shoulders, the hypothalamus, and the thyroid. Chakra 6 is located at the third eye, the point between the eyebrows, and it vibrates to the color of purple. Chakra 6's element is light, and it says, I see. It governs the third eye, the lower brain, the pineal gland, and the left eye.